It is I, Master Kutumi. I present myself to you today as the Kohan of the Second Ascension Ray. I am a stream of collective consciousness that is part of the 12 streams of consciousness of the Council of 12. Many humans have great difficulty comprehending this statement without relying on the individual expression of me as Master Kutumi. I will organize the stream of energies into your field at this time so that the massiveness of the consciousness of the second ray can be better known. These step-down energies enable you to receive this teaching easily. We will not be compressing the teachings like this when you enter your second year with us. By then, we, as the Council of 12, anticipate that you as a group will have integrated into your energy field the energetic principles that were given to you in this last year. If you can do this, you will have attained a different state of consciousness. You will then be able to learn the concepts and integrate the energetic magnitude of them as we present them to you. This is where you must follow us into this vast collective energy from where each of you emanated eons and eons ago. When your spirit was created as an individual creator. After the fall of consciousness, you could not come into the immensity of the image and similitude of Prime Creator. You could not understand nor grasp that you were created in the image and similitude of Source because you could only relate to your human body with all of its frailties. This is beginning to change as you proceed with these energetic teachings. The magnitude of who you are will not be fully comprehended and integrated for some time. By the end of this series of teachings, you will have more than just the basics. You will have a collective consciousness at your disposal in a different arena for your soul spirit to fully embrace the completeness of who you are as an individual creator in form. This session will be an adjunct to Master El Moria's presentation of the quadratic energetics that were configured in a massive hologram. This teaching will carry the same energetic impact. However, the concepts presented will be about what is needed in the beginning stages of your awareness of self as the individual creator in a human form. We will present the teachings and the energetics of the fifth element of love in an elementary way so that you can have an uncomplicated understanding of this immense element. You have already have a basic awareness of this element, and you know that it has nothing to do with emotions of love or feelings of love for another. It is actually an enormous power of creative energy. It is more creative than the physical elements of fire, water, air, and earth energies. You also know the massive effects of the element because of what is transpiring in your world now. These present elements are designed to clear the earth in certain areas, as well as to change the human consciousness of those who reside in those areas. The creative energies required to rebuild these areas will be presented in a different state of consciousness. Those who actually pay attention will see that their reaction from the way that they would previously respond to such events cannot be used. There is a knowing that they are not a victim, and that they have a creative pathway that is open to them. Take a deep breath. Be very present in this moment. Now, let us talk about the second ascension ray. The second ray of love and wisdom. This powerful creative energy of Prime Creator is now available to you in the image and similitude from whence it came. It is presented to you as an individual creator in this exact form. This is very hard for the human brain to process with any accuracy. You must step out of the language term of the element of love and begin to use the unlimited creative force within the creative mind of Source. This energetic step down through the second ray of creation in ways that it can be used by individual humans when their state of consciousness has been prepared to receive it. The human body must be firmly seated in fifth dimension. You must also have use of your epikinetic and eka bodies to travel with ease through fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional states of consciousness. Let me repeat that. This is a very important concept that you need to really get in your consciousness. Step out of that element and language term, the language term of the element of love, and begin to use the unlimited creative force held within the creative mind of Source. This is a lot for you to comprehend. This energetic is stepped down through the second ray of creation in ways that it can be used by the individual human when their state of consciousness has been prepared to receive it. The human body must be firmly seated in the fifth dimension. You must also have use of your epikinetic and your eka bodies to travel with ease through the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional states of consciousness. You will then be able to create accurately with a step-down version of your enormous creative force that is held within you. Take a deep breath and take this in to your consciousness, your conscious awareness. From this time forward, we will cease to call the fifth element the element of love. We will call it the mass of creative consciousness of Source. You cannot equate the fifth element with any other physical element. It is not a physical element. It's a state of consciousness. This will help you tremendously because you have always related the fifth element with an emotion or feeling that is present. In this session, we are asking you to receive it through the third triad, process it through your higher mind, where it is received in the eighth chakra through the creative mind of Source, and stepped down and positioned in your higher mind. Open yourself to this process of receiving the step-down version of the creative mind of Source that relates to creating in matter. You cannot use the entire unlimited creative consciousness of Source, but you can draw from it in certain frequencies of creative energetic streams of consciousness that can be used in the creative process of manifesting form within form in perfection. These streams of energetics apply to your intention for specific creations that you will be manifesting through the second triad. You will also be drawing streams of energetics of the 11th chakra that is in the fourth triad. This energetic has an electrical charge that is monitored through the Deca Delta system, so it is used precisely and accurately in the way that is needed to exemplify the Christed mind of Source. At this present time, when you create with your higher mind that is merged with the higher mind of Source, the appropriate streams of consciousness that emanate from the fifth element are then added to your intention. You are unable to fully comprehend the creative consciousness of Prime Creator, but you can draw from it and use it. More understanding of this creative force that you were created in as the image and similitude of this immense force will come after the second year's teachings. As you apply these vast energetics to your creations, you will become more familiar with how these creative energies contribute to your creations and perfected manifestations. Let me now give you some added information about the first iterations of the fifth element. The fifth element, when it was first received by humans, became known as the element of love because it had a purpose in the third and fourth dimensional state of consciousness. The purpose of calling the element of love stimulated an awareness in your heart chakra and also in your sacred heart center. You had to feel the holy presence of Source. You had to feel gratitude for the love that is within the fourth chakra as it relates to a human as a soul spirit. The open heart chakra was a primary foundational concept because an understanding has to be present before you can move into the image and similitude of the creative force of Source's prime element of creation. You must have a state of consciousness that tells you that you are a valued individual creator in form and that you were created in that image. Prime Creator does not create anything that is unlike itself in any way. The fifth element is the only element that Prime Creator needs or uses. It's only the human iteration that needs further examples through earthly elements such as air, water, fire, and earth energies, so that the human can create form within form. In order for you to begin to use the fifth element of creation, your higher mind must function in the fifth dimensional state of consciousness, merged with the massive creative mind of Source. You've already merged your higher mind with the creative mind of Source a while ago. So know that that is done. All that you have to do now is place your attention on your higher mind as it was merged with Prime Creator's mind. Next, move your higher mind into your soul star's massive vortex of creative energetics that emanate from your spirit as it was created as an individual creator in form. That energetic communication is directed from your spirit at appropriate times and increments to your soul that was manifested to experience the creative principles in form. This information is then transmitted through the center channel of your body and anchored in the first triad, which is already spinning at the refined velocity which you created in the last two sessions. This rotation is a magnificent rotation of energies that envelop your entire unified field in ways that have a significant impact on your consciousness. As this communication is received by your soul and it's anchored in your sacred heart center of the first triad, it's drawn into the second triad and used to benefit the escalation of the makeup of the human body, bringing it into a fifth dimensional body. This creative action helps your light body to take on a more refined frequency of light and knowledge that is made usable as we proceed in these teachings. This state of consciousness alone brings wisdom with it into your awareness. There is a wisdom drawn from your spirit as it communicates through your soul. The soul communicates to you in your present state of body. There is a wisdom that is contained within you now, that is within your sacred heart center. And it is also within the magenta flame that burns brightly. This eternal flame is also merged within your pineal center. This center is you as spirit, as the individual creator that has wisdom and seeing in ways that you had not considered. The image is set in your third eye, which is the reflection of the all-seeing eye and all-knowing eye of Prime Creator. The two magenta eternal flames bring the wisdom and consciousness out of the sacred heart center and merges it in the pineal. Your sacred third eye is used for processing concepts and states of consciousness through the brain and manifesting them in form. This is a lot that I have just said to you here again. It is a massive energetic stream of consciousness. So let me repeat this. Take a deep breath. Very present in this moment with me. The two magenta eternal flames bring the wisdom and consciousness out of the sacred heart center and merges it in the pineal. Your sacred third eye is used for processing concepts and states of consciousness through the brain and manifesting them within form. You must practice, and practice so you become familiar with these streams of consciousness and terminology.